Energy drinks and vodka. Bro, you are a bold motherfucker.
Why?
That's hardcore.
I've been drinking these forever.
Dude. I know. I don't know how you do it.
Let's do it a stir.
Ooh, that's strong. Okay. Good job, Alex.
Did you just finger it?
I did.
He doesn't have a, you don't have a stir stick?
I don't.
There's nobody listening.
Call it his finger.
Man, I am so freaking glad that they nuked all the aliens last episode, and now the show's over because humans won. All the aliens, they Phantom Menace the whole thing, and we can just wash our hands of this.
Yeah, I'm glad that basically, like, there's nowhere else to go with the show because I'm afraid that we might have to watch entire episode of people watching down tunnels or something.
Mm,
Nuked them.
We nuked them.
Fall out of the sky. War's over.
Done.
Everything's good. Let's move on with our lives.
Why are you raising your hand?
There's something you should know. And that is, there's six more episodes, and
there's six of these things left.
Wait for it; they're gonna be worse.
We can't get rid of this show. God.
Mother. Welcome back. We're talking Invasion. Episode
4.
4.
The Goonies.
Of 10.
Out of 10. 4 out of 10.
Made it. We're not even halfway through.
Oh, it feels like we've been watching this show for so long.
You remember how, like, when we were watching Warrior, and we were like, man, this show's, we only have two more episodes.
Yeah.
Like, only two more episodes left. Now we're like,
this is the worst. This is like pulling fingernails while they're still attached to your fingers.
Ouch. Yeah.
Sticking pins in your eyeballs that have been in the hot fire.
When we get into this, two episodes ago? I was like, you know what they need to do? They need to have these kids have to trek on foot through the tunnel underneath the English Channel, and it'll be suspenseful and cool and scary. And, like, you know, it'll be exactly what this show needs.
Yeah.
They did exactly that.
Yeah.
But because it's Invasion,
they fucked it up.
It was boring.
It's boring.
Because you know what you do when you have monstrous aliens chasing you down a mine shaft tunnel?
Into a car and take a nap?
Break into a car and take a nap. Thank you, Jude.
You're
that
welcome.
Is the correct answer.
That's what I do every time.
Right?
And fight over biscuits.
Fight over biscuits.
Uh-huh.
Goddamn British. All right, let's get into this. Episode 4. What's up?
I was saying my favorite part of that whole thing you just said was when you said the English channel.
The English?
Yeah. The channel.
Yeah, I think I'd rather pull hairs out of my ear.
You don't already do that?
You just need to do that.
He said he'd rather.
Oh, okay.
He'd rather.
Okay.
But it's kind of funny because in the IMDb pages for each individual episode.
I can't even imagine.
Can't believe someone's still working on that for this show.
If you go and you look at the reviews on those things, they are, like, we're not the only ones lambasting this show. Like, people out there, the consensus is this show's bad.
Yeah.
And the top review for this one was particularly kind of funny.
Do you have it?
I don't. It basically goes through, like, the episode, but, like, at the end, it's like, this is the worst show on TV.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of funny because, like, the other day at the office, Vader was actually checking out some of the other YouTubes out there that are reviewing season 2. And did you find any that were positive?
No. I only found one other guy that was actually talking about this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we the only people?
I don't know.
There should be a Razzie that this show can win.
Yeah.
The worst show of the year.
Well, like, hey.
Invasion.
We made an alien invasion boring. That's a feat.
We made a nuclear war boring.
Right.
We made a scary kids could get murdered.
In a tunnel. Dark, scary.
Yeah.
We made Japanese lesbians boring.
I don't know how the hell you did that.
How is that even?
My God, you're right. That might be the worst one. Wow, Japanese lesbians.
But hey,
boring.
Wajo's back. Wajo.
That there was a
Wajo. There was a comment in our last review because we were obsessed with buttholes that episode, right?
Wajo.
We said butthole like a million times. And somebody in the comments was, and this is even funnier now because of this episode. He said, maybe Wajo is the alien word for butthole. Maybe. And now when I read that and then I watched this episode and they were all like, Wajo, Wajo, Wajo. I was like, butthole, 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 butthole.
Yeah.
It was freaking hilarious. So whoever commented that, thank you. Yeah, it made my day.
We got a Force Ghost Casper.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into it. Not Jude, Kadish.
Yep.
Take it away, sir.
All right, so Invasion, Season 2, Episode 4, entitled The Tunnel. Now, if you guys remember, the last episode, we were like, oh, wow, there were three storylines, and it was Trevante, Mitsuki, yeah. and Piece of Shit Family.
Yeah.
And the Casper crew were missing, and we were like, oh, well, maybe, like, the next episode, like, we'll get some of them. It was all Casper crew this episode.
Oh, cool. Good.
And it was not good. I mean, like there's a reason why they break these things up, I think, but this was a rough one. So for those of you who are new to joining us, and I don't know why there would be anyone, we break these reviews down based off of characters. So instead of like cutting back and forth as the episode goes, we just cover one character's story, then go to the next and go to the next. So the one that we're going to start off with today...
There's only one character.
No,
this is
two.
There's one storyline in this.
Jim Bell Tyson. Still dead.
Still dead?
Still dead.
Well, we got that one taken care of.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
There is a different storyline going on with Casper and the Seizure Kids. So, like, we're breaking these.
Oh, the French lady.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay.
Esme.
So, basically, we start off with Jamila Houston's storyline. Team Casper is on a road trip, and when they're not ragging on Kissed by a Rose by Seal, they're finding out that the tunnel is closed because the last train never arrived and the squad the military sent in to investigate never returned. But despite those warning signs, Jamila is determined to get in that tunnel. So they just drive to a conveniently unguarded entry station and crowbar their way through a metal door into the tunnel, right under the nose of some guards who obviously think no one would be stupid enough to break into the tunnel on foot. But they don't know the Casper crew, do they? So the Casper crew sets out on foot, and Little Penny seems to know way more about the tunnel than anyone else, except for Alfie, who knows how to light hairspray on fire and made a homemade blowtorch. He's convinced that it will come in handy later, but this is Invasion, so we know it won't.
It's true.
The kids then come across the mangled remains of soldiers that were sent into the tunnel, and despite Darwin blowing chunks at the sight of all the dead bodies, the rest of the kids are like, nah, this is fine. Until a fridge crawler surfaces and dumbass Monty gets his foot caught in the train rail and can't easily escape. Good thing Alfie has his homemade flamethrower, but wait, he can't find his lighter. Guess they're all going to die now. Unfortunately for us, that is not the case, as the fridge crawler just up and dies before it can kill any of the Goonies. But as soon as it's dead, Monty's foot is magically free. Yay. Now that they're all mobile again, the Casper crew find a bunch of facehugger pods in a maintenance walkway, and a signal is making the water do some strange stuff, so why not place some thermoses in it? Yeah, that's what they do. They place their thermoses in the signal water. Then they find more dead bodies of people who were trying to close a heavy gate before the aliens turned into cocoon pods, and Penny finally gets traumatized enough to start acting like a stupid child. And as the fridge crawlers start hatching into new and improved dog crawlers, Monty decides to take his sweet time trying to comfort his little sister, and none of the Casper crew think it might be a good idea to run away from the onslaught of alien killing machines until they're basically right on top of them. Luckily, or unluckily, depending on your point of view, the kids are smart enough to close the gate, but not smart enough to, you know, run away. Instead, Monty keeps comforting his snot-nosed little sister, and Alfie finally gets to use his homemade flamethrower, except it doesn't work because the aliens are worse. So when the kids finally decide to run away, they close a vault door to the tunnel to keep the worsies away from them as they hike away, very slowly. The Goonies then come to a crash train, and while Monty tells Alfie about his affinity for Seal, Jamila goes on a walk and has a nice chat with Casper, the friendly force ghost, who appears to her in a waking vision or something. Casper tells Jamila that he's been part of the alien hive mind since she last saw him, and Jamila tells Casper that he should learn about the aliens and how to fight them, and Casper's like, gee, I've been trapped in the alien consciousness for 4 months, and I never thought of that. Thanks, Jamila. The Goonies then make their way through the crash train and get to the other side of the tunnel, only to find it barricaded and rigged with explosives. Luckily, the French army is on the other side and is able to save them just before the dog crawlers make it to the end of the tunnel. After the lamest explosion ever, The group finds that Darwin fucked up his leg, so they leave him behind as the rest of the French military gives absolutely no shits about the brats they just saved from certain death, fucking off into France. Now, they just have to walk to Paris, but considering the group walked all 31 miles of the tunnel in less than an hour, that should be a piece of cake.
Is he done?
What?
I guarantee you my synopsis was more entertaining than this episode.
100%.
Okay, so first of all, let's get into how these guys got into the tunnel. I love... This show doesn't know what the apocalypse looks like because these kids are like, we've got to go brave the world and get in this car and drive to the tunnel. And they're like, they're shown as like the only people that's out there, right? They're the only ones left. These kids have been hunkered down in this house for who knows how long.
4 months.
4 months. Thank you.
There's literally nobody out there in the streets.
But.
They're all at the bridge.
When they got to the bridge. There's just traffic.
Yeah.
And like people standing out going, what's going on?
Don't your kids listen to the radio?
Yeah, the radio said to look up, so we're looking up. And I'm like, wasn't it nighttime when they did that? Like, what the? Oh my God. Anyway.
And the kids are the only ones that decide to not try to get through the tunnel that way.
Right.
So they're like, you can either drive away that way or you can wait for the tunnel to open up. And the kids are like, we're the only ones who have decided to go the other way.
Thank you. Yeah.
So it's not like the soldier should be, hey, why are you underage kids driving that really expensive car?
Don't have
a license.
Don't worry about
you need to go back to the refugee camp.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I love the fact, because all the people that are stuck at the bridge, or not the bridge, the tunnel, they're all trying to get to France, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Mike, we'd like to get the go over there to the French land.
That's not right. But please continue.
And they were like,
we're blowing the tunnel up.
Yeah. Right. The soldiers would have been like, hey, the last train to France never came back.
There's no tunnel here anymore.
We sent a recon team to go find out what happened.
Dead.
They never came back. Uh-huh. Do you still want to go through the tunnel? And they're like, no, never mind.
Go ahead.
I'll pass.
Let's go.
But the kids are like, no, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they go and they find like a secret entrance. The only people there.
They find a secret entrance.
It's a maintenance bunker that leads into the tunnel.
Go ahead. It's 100 yards down.
It's just down the way.
Look, there's a building right there.
From the road.
Yeah, from the blockade where all like the traffic is. Like you can literally see it from
there. It's like Monty just goes, pulls off on the side of the road. All right, everybody out. Let's go. Down the stairs, through the woods to grandmother's house. We go. Let's go.
All right. So they go into the tunnel. They're hiking. And I was like, okay, maybe they're gonna get this one right.
Sweet summer child.
Right. But Monty is the bully from season one. So obviously now, even though Casper isn't there, he still has to be a prick.
We're supposed to have empathy for this kid?
So this is what made me really confused. And I'm gonna kind of skip forward a little bit, but we'll kind of cover it in a minute. But Monty's a prick to his little sister.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, God, you stupid mouth breathe that bad, bad, bad. He's just like bitching at her. And the chick, Casper's friend, what's
Jamila.
Her name? What is it?
Jamila.
Discount Zendaya.
Discount Zendaya.
Zendaya was like, hey, man, you're a real prick.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so he's still a prick. Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward like 20 minutes later, he, instead of running away from the monstrous aliens that are coming after them, he's like, listen, little sister, okay, there's a garden. And in this garden.
Picture a garden.
Picture it. And you're going to go left. And then right. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get to the center with the Tootsie Pop. And then everything will be fine.
And I'll be there waiting.
And then Discount Zendaya is like, wow, you're really good with your sister. Yeah. You're such a wonderful person.
As the aliens are chomping, like trying to break down the wall.
20 minutes ago, you said he was a prick to her.
Uh-huh. There's a tidal wave
of aliens.
No, guys, it's okay because Seal.
Kissed from my red nose.
He likes Seal, so it's cool.
Listen,
he's got a cool mellow side.
That little dickhead in the back seat who was talking shit about my song better shut up.
Yeah,
I was like, that song slaps.
That song is freaking amazing.
It is. It's a
you
good song.
Shut up, child. Crank the volume
Everybody
up.
Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
Go listen to Smash Mouth. He's not a little punk.
Right.
That guy has like six kids with Heidi Klum.
Why are you taking shots of Smash Mouth, man?
It's like. That's not cool, dude.
Yeah, that's not cool. He just died. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Way too soon.
Oh, yeah.
Too soon.
Hashtag too soon.
God, what a prick. This guy.
You're a real prick.
Go listen to some Seal.
He's a great guy.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah, right?
Monty's my favorite character.
That was just...
Well, he's going to be everybody's favorite character when he ends up being the hero.
Do you think he's going to be the hero?
I don't know.
Well, it is funny how they're trying to humanize him after they spent so much time last season just making him like the worst.
And this season. That's the thing.
I feel like if you're watching Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy ends up being the fucking hero at the end, right?
Everybody loves Draco now.
That's kind of how I feel like they're doing with this kid.
Who's opening a can live on a podcast?
Oh my God!
How dare you, sir?
It's Invasion. Nobody gives a shit.
I love this can.
Okay, yeah.
Let's keep this energy up.
I'm gonna open the door.
Yeah, dude, get out real quick. No, just kidding.
I'm gonna show you guys the back of my shirt.
I'm gonna make some mouth noises.
What does the 23 mean? Mouth noises.
The year of our Lord, goddammit.
Okay. Anyway, back to the invasion. That really was the thing that really stood out to me this episode was like they made a point of being like, hey, this guy's still a prick. And then they completely reversed it like 20 minutes later. So no, he's a really nice guy. He just has a temper.
He's got layers.
And I'm like, come on, this is ridiculous. But the most hilarious part, I love the fact that they did exactly what I wanted them to do. They put these kids in a tunnel and they made it scary, kind of. And they have these like the, what do you call them? The face hugger pods or whatever from Alien, right? They're just like eggs and they're like, oh my God, they're cold. That's so weird. Oh, I hope they don't come alive. And we're all like, they're going to come alive.
It's like, yeah. Shocker.
Shocker.
Yeah, they're worse.
Can we have a conversation about Jamila figuring out the trick with her water tumbler?
Where they place all their thermoses and like
the water.
Water.
Uh-huh. It's doing some weird
things.
She's like,
I have an idea. Oh. She screws off the lid of her thermos and sticks it in the water. And then they're like, let's all do it. And they're like, they're communicating.
Oh my God.
Fine.
It reminded me of that scene from Close Encounters of the Third Kind where he's making like the mashed potato thing. And he's like, this means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that better.
Listen, again. This is one of the concepts that I think this show could really elevate to a point where it would be like a really cool sci-fi thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, when put up against liquid or sand or something like that, it does make weird designs.
There's so many good ideas in this show that aren't followed on. Like, they just opt to have people act contrary to their character development and then have stupid dialogue.
I'm going to stray from the path a little bit, but the whole sound thing, right?
Yeah.
I saw a video just yesterday about this conspiracy theory about how all illness and sickness and cancers and stuff have been cured years ago by sound waves, by using sound waves and harmonic frequencies and electricity.
Yeah.
All goes back to Tesla. So maybe they're kind of like tapping into that kind of stuff with the show. But
that's freaking cool. Yeah. But they don't ever explain that.
The show will never actually do that.
I can imagine them being like, hey, we're not, you know, it's not audible to us.
Right.
Obviously, there's some kind of a sound going on. How do we understand what's happening?
Oh.
And they put the little tin can thing on it, and it starts making a sound. And they're like, "Oh, that's that's F sharp, or that's freaking this."
Yeah.
And if you put that together, it actually
it's code.
Like dissect it and figure out what it means. That would be so cool. Yeah.
Imagine if you just kept to stick your body in some kind of like weird chamber, and you bombard your body with like these sound frequencies. And all the cancer cells in your body die.
It's a possibility. I'm not saying it's impossible.
Yeah.
I've heard things. I've heard rumors.
That's what this thing's all about.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So when Casper the Friendly Ghost shows up, he makes it clear that because of the attack, the aliens have increased their signal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically causing all the fridge crawlers to, you know, basically metamorphosize. But when I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, so first of all, Casper... What have you been doing for 4 months? Like, instead of learning about the enemy and trying to help your friends, you're just calling out to Jamila. But second of all, I'm like, if the dog crawlers are the upgraded fridge crawlers, why not just send dog crawlers down to begin with?
Because they have to mutate.
Because you don't, you know, if you don't need it, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's extra energy. Maybe it's more difficult to be a dog.
Why would you need to pull out the special forces if you think this the normal Marine?
Exactly. Well, the dog crawlers were like $6 a metric ton.
That's right.
There you go.
And then crawlers were like $2.50.
Well, they
had to spend some extra cash and extra training.
Now, I know the show never takes the time to explain this, but am I assuming this correctly? The fridge crawlers cocoon up,
yeah,
and then become the dog crawlers.
This is Resident Evil.
Okay, all right. So I just wanted to make sure. I want to make sure that there wasn't some like mother alien laying eggs somewhere and that we just don't know about.
Yeah, because basically the fridge crawlers that killed all the people in the tunnel basically got to a certain point where the signal was the strongest, and then they cocooned up, and then they turned into dog crawlers. Although, my question is, so the fridge crawlers could basically grow an appendage out of like 360 degrees of any part of their body.
Yeah.
And the dog crawlers just have hind legs and forward legs. So like, aren't they less efficient as their upgraded thing?
They're meaner.
They're faster. Did you notice how fast they were?
And they're more durable.
But
yes. Are they? Oh, God.
I don't know. I think Kadesh might be onto something here. I think the design of the fridge crawlers are way more alien. And I feel like they're way more... could be more vicious if they were like the ones in season one.
Yeah, but this show didn't think about having them metamorphose until yesterday.
Let's think about this for a second.
Yeah.
Let's think about the one single fridge crawler that just about took out the entire
piece of shit family,
yeah, ripped itself through a car, through a house, completely screwed everything up over there.
And
the only reason they got away is because she had her magic bullshit device with the thing.
Right.
Right? But all the rest of these fridge crawlers are all like, whatever. Oh my God, it's a guy with a lighter.
Yeah, also, if the aliens can make fireproof minions, why not lead with that? If they know that their guys are vulnerable to fire, why not just make them invulnerable to fire to begin with?
They were more expensive to send down.
Whiskey Jack in the chat wants to know why we're spending so much time trying to figure this show out. And I love him for that. You're absolutely right, sir.
Because
it was just
that's what we do.
I asked for this episode, right? I said, hey, put the kids in the tunnel. Ah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
They gave it to me. And now I'm trying to say, okay, you're like 50% there, but you're missing a whole chunk. But my favorite part when the dog crawlers were immune to the fire and that kid's got a super hairspray bottle, and he's like, why isn't it working? I freaking laughed my ass off. It was so funny to watch him sit there with a little spray can, and they CG'd like this giant flame coming out of it. And he's like freaking out because it's not doing anything. I was just like, that's hilarious.
And he's like, I burned my hand. I'm like, that's not how that works.
Yeah. And it goes back into the can and blows up.
Yeah.
My brain just keeps on going back to when they went into the tunnel. And we just pulled off to the side of the road at the maintenance station.
It's fine.
It's like, why didn't one of those platoon of guards go, I might. Look at those kids up there getting out of their car. You know, so I'm Australian now.
Yeah,
I don't know, but
it's fine.
It's just
he immigrated. He went to London.
Why don't you come over, mate?
It's just
how you doing?
I don't know. It's just
I joined the army.
I told you it'd be really funny if the dog crawlers were vulnerable to water now.
Oh yeah. What are they gonna do? What do you guys think? What's the next step?
Well, apparently explosions work.
Yeah, blowing things up.
Which is seal them in the tunnel.
Freaking weird to me. That this show is like, yeah, we can blow them up. I'm like, well, then what is your military doing?
Did they blow them up, though, or did they just cave them in?
They collapsed it.
I want to know how far across, how long is the tunnel?
It's 31 miles.
Oh, he already knows. Holy shit.
Because I looked it up.
Yeah.
I looked it up while we were watching it. I was like, how long does it take a 16-year-old to walk 31 miles?
Well,
three days.
If you're hoofing.
No, 3 days. I mean, I think the normal speed is like 3 miles an hour for a normal human being, but
for hiking, because I know stupid things about being in the woods, it's about 20 miles a day if you're like hoofing it. If you're really working on it, it's 20 miles a day. So I'm assuming it'd probably take them 2.5 days to get across.
But if you have a 9-year-old with you,
a week
and nap time.
Well, all you have to do is picture a garden.
You got to have nap time.
Nap time's important.
It's very important.
It doesn't matter if they have aliens chasing you down and they're breaking down walls. Find a place, take a nap.
Yeah, in the middle of this episode, they basically hunker down in the train and take a nap.
Dude, for a minute, for just a minute, I was like, oh, this is going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. They've got these things breathing down their neck, and they're trying to run out of the tunnel, and they got to find a way out, and yada, yada, yada. There's dead bodies everywhere. This is crazy. They were like, no, man, we got to wait, and we're going to find a car, and then we're going to take a little snooze, and then we'll get back at it. And I'm like, who wrote this? What is happening
it's
right
like
now?
The show forgets
that there's aliens.
No, but it starts this momentum, and it's like the show forgot, or like the guy writing that scene like went on his lunch break and he was like, "Hey, man, can you go finish this for me?" And that guy didn't read what the other guy wrote.
Yeah,
and he's like, "You know, I'm just gonna have them fight. I'm gonna have them bicker."
The whole concept for this episode should be really cool.
Yeah,
okay, we're gonna take the kids. We're gonna put them in
a tunnel with aliens
that's infested with aliens.
Super cool.
You know, and there's ways out, but these kids aren't.
And you
could
knock one of the kids off.
Oh, okay. There was a point last night where I thought Jude was gonna get in trouble today.
What? Why?
Because at the very end, I swear to God, I thought they were gonna kill the black kid. I swear to God.
Oh,
and I was gonna wait for Jude to go, why did they kill the black kid? And then it was going to be on
I remember
again.
That. I remember you that. Because there was a moment where he had like a hero thing where he was like looking and he's like, I think I'm going to sacrifice myself for the
I'm
going
to hoard my biscuits.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Well,
yeah.
As long as there's no water nearby, the black kid's safe, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
But you know, the other trope is the black dude always dies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a trope. That's a trope.
That's what I was trying to get at.
They called that trope out in Deep Blue Sea.
It's like, they're going to kill the black dude.
Remember when LL Cool J was like, I'm the only black guy on this freaking place? Remember that? I love that movie.
Well, he can't die.
He can't kill a black guy.
But
I mean, they killed Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
But LL Cool J never dies in any movie that he's ever in.
Is that true?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, can we watch like a bunch of LL Cool J?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Let's not do that.
Can we have like an LL Cool J week or something like that?
Why not? Let's do it. I'm in.
Our next series is NCIS LA. All right, cool.
LL Cool J. It'd be like Cool J January or something.
Ladies love Cool January.
Cool January.
Don't say that when I'm drinking vodka. What is wrong with you?
It'll be a great week.
No.
What kills me is like the French army is on the other end of the tunnel and they've got it rigged to collapse and they're just like kind of chilling out as if they're waiting for the Goonies to show up so they can rescue them at the last minute.
Why are we waiting to go up this tunnel?
I wanted the French guys at the end of the tunnel to be like, what are these stupid children doing? They blow the thing up anyway.
Let's go.
Stupid British children.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck those British.
They're not like Canadians. The French are rude.
Super rude.
Yeah. I want to smoke my cigarettes.
Just blow it up. They're fine.
Frenchies are assholes.
We have more children.
Right? Yeah. It's like, listen. They got it all wrong because we rescue the Frenchies. They don't rescue us, and so they don't rescue people.
What do you mean we?
Well, they don't get rescued. The French get rescued. So they got this all out of whack. You know what I'm saying?
If you're French, pop it in the comments. God, that's great. Yeah, I totally.
And what's great is after they risk their lives to save these kids, they just completely ignore them.
And
like the kids fuck off and
no
like nobody cares.
No one's let's make sure those kids get somewhere. They're just like, you're welcome, bye.
They're totally fine, don't worry about it. They look like they can take care of themselves.
They're over 9 years old, it's okay. They're adults now.
Yeah.
Here, have a cigarette.
He probably has his own bottle of wine. Yeah. Why am I smoking?
Put them in the mines.
Yeah. They should be the ones blowing the tunnel up.
Don't they hand out cigarettes in French grade school?
Sure, yeah, probably.
Fourth grade?
Do any of you have a cigarette?
Where's my baguette?
You put your elbows like this too. You're just like,
Get my croissant and my cigarette.
It's my break time, fuck off.
It'd be funny if all the French soldiers were like that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
I'd love to see the French army fight the Canadian army.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. You be French, I'll be Canadian.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Here we go. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Fuck off.
Oh, well, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from. You know, sometimes I get annoyed with myself.
You are being very annoying right now.
Listen, I'll go ahead and go.
Can we please explode them?
But I before I leave, I just wanted to offer you some maple syrup.
Can I smoke your maple syrup?
Well, gee, I haven't heard of that one before. High five, dude.
So what you do is you take the maple syrup and you squirt it on a window. right? You let it dry out. Then you get the maple syrup crystals and you scrape them off.
You know,
and then you can smoke it.
I met this guy. His name was Walter White.
Yeah.
And he showed me how to make maple syrup meth. And it was a doozy.
What color is it?
It's red. Oh, Jesus, that was weird.
I'm kind of upset right now.
Why?
Because I'm going through my thesaurus.
You can't find it.
And I'm out of words.
Not a bad enough
There's
word.
No new words. I've used them all. I got no new words for terrible. So,
how about boring? Are there any more words for boring?
Loathsome. I've used loathsome.
Yeah, but like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, go for it.
This show is so bad, it's execrable.
You use that in season one.
I used that one in season one.
Okay.
Invidious.
Oh, that's
this show is invidious. I have no idea what that means.
That one. The second one.
Wow, we're getting into some Harry Potter shit here. It's like.
Is it a spell?
It sounds like it. This show is terrible. This show is so bad, it's pestiferous.
Good one, right?
Okay. That's a good one.
Pestiferous?
Pestiferous.
Hmm.
Between pesky and repellent.
Okay.
Pestiferous.
All right.
You're going to have to start hitting the urban dictionaries.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I love the
thesaurus. You know what's so sad? It's like we're 30 minutes into this review and I don't really have anything else to say.
Yeah.
We've got another storyline.
Oh, you do all that.
We got the Wajo kids.
Yeah, let's do the all
the French Wajo kids.
Wajo bottle. Yeah. All right. Go for it, Mr. Cash.
All right. So Casper Morrow's storyline. Over in the Paris hospital, French doctor lady Esme shows up for work and goes into a room filled with seizure kids. Yes, the World Defense Coalition is studying children who have a special connection with the aliens, and it's totally obvious that the writers have seen both the original Ghostbusters and Stranger Things. Anyway, French doctor lady checks in on Casper, and we learn that Casper is having a seizure an hour, and only French doctor lady seems concerned because the other doctors seem to think the nuclear strikes against the aliens means that the invasion is over. The doctors all start popping the champagne until they're hit with a huge number of patients who are survivors of an alien attack. But wait, aren't all the aliens supposed to be dead? Turns out the aliens are back, and they're worse. So worse, in fact, that the doctors have to start evacuating the seizure kids because the hospital is going to be attacked any moment. But unfortunately, they can't move Casper because moving him will do more harm than good. Yes, leaving him behind to be killed by the worst aliens is preferable to moving him. But don't worry, nice French doctor lady Esme tells the guards to protect Casper at all costs. Because fuck those guards, they're totally going to stay behind to protect one coma-ridden child. And as we hear the worst aliens break in and start rampaging through the hospital, Casper is left all alone and abandoned, and his fate is in jeopardy. Cliffhanger! Only not really, because we know Casper isn't going to die.
The most realistic part of this episode were the French doctors being like, fuck them!
Yeah, right? Yeah, 100%.
So you need to know when they pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally a line from the show.
Yeah.
You need to know when this like, is
sometimes
over.
Sometimes it's just over.
You need to pull the plug.
Nothing you can do.
That's it.
I was like, God damn, that guy's cold.
Wow.
I loved it.
Don't go to hospitals in France.
Originally, when he was talking about, like, let's take this win and celebrate. And I was like, is he talking about pulling the plug on one of those kids as a win? Oh,
it's like, finally, I don't
first
have
off,
to feed this
first
kid.
Off, Casper, he's not on anything to get unplugged from.
Shut the fuck up, man.
He's not on a ventilator. He's just sleeping. That's all he's doing. It's like, oh, you need to pull the plug.
Listen to me very carefully.
What? He's having 100 seizures a day.
Listen.
Unplug his feeding tube.
You say that because you're not the man who has to change his bedpans every day. Fuck that kid.
Do you shit when you're in a coma?
Yes.
How does that work?
It's like liquid because it's just IV stuff.
What?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, they have catheters.
Now you finally understand why I just wanted to get rid of
sounds him. Like a great, sounds like a very pestilential situation.
I'm almost out of my cigarettes.
I do find it interesting
ask those kids if they have more cigarettes.
I find it interesting that basically we get like the Stranger Things hospital room where they have all these kids like trying to like decipher what the aliens are doing, mm-hmm. and it's all seizure kids.
The Wajo floor. Yeah.
How old do you start smoking when you're in France? Oh, what's
nine?
Nine, ten?
He's in.
They come out of the womb with a cigarette.
They have little starter packs. Little starter packs of cigarettes.
Uh-huh. They're mini. little
minty tasting nicotine.
Yes.
They're menthols.
Yeah.
If you're French, how old were you when you started smoking?
Yeah. Starter menthol packs.
And how accurate are we when we portray you? I think probably pretty accurate.
There's a British guy in our comments saying, like, you guys got it.
We all just need some berets to pull it off.
Yeah.
But the French doctor lady, Esme, she seems to be the only doctor who actually gives a shit about any of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I got the hots for her. She's super cute.
Who?
The French doctor chick. She was cool.
Oh, she's a throwaway character. I didn't care.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, she's.
I'm afraid that they're going to be like, "Hey, remember that super cool doctor lady?
Maybe her
that we introduced in episode 4.
Maybe her and a Mrs. Piece of Shit would get together and make out. That'd be kind of cool.
No, it wouldn't. Who wants to see that?
I don't know. I kind of do. Why not? Something interesting in this show.
Anisha would just be mean to her.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate you, bitch. Let's make out.
Now Mitsuki and the French doctor.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mitsuki has experience.
Yeah, exactly.
She knows how to get down.
Yeah.
So
I have to dye her hair blonde again.
Yeah.
Pull a Molotov cocktail out of your ass.
I found myself missing Mitsuki.
Light your cigarette with it.
Those don't work anymore.
Oh. No, she's doing it to light her cigarette.
Oh, okay.
In France. Get some croissants and some baguettes.
Yeah. But I was getting some serious Ghostbuster vibes. Like, remember when Bill Murray was doing the ESP like tests? And that's exactly what they're doing to these kids in the hospital.
Like, what's on this card?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's on
is
this
it
card?
A star?
What's on this one?
It is a star.
Totally a Bill Murray moment, isn't it? Oh, dude, I'm telling you, if this show just leaned on the comedy, it would be so fun.
Do you really think I have it?
No. You're a stupid child. You mean nothing to
me. Your guesses make my ass twitch.
I'm going down the pestilential wormhole here.
Oh, pestilential. Yes, do it.
Yeah.
Now, the pestiferous wormhole.
Now, pestiferous. I'm on pernicious.
Pernicious.
And toxicant.
Whoa.
And what's another good one? Mephitic.
You're burning through all your words.
I know.
We've got six more episodes.
Slow down a little bit.
Because I don't think I'm going to go down the pestilential wormhole again for the next episode. So,
you have to find a different.
I have more fun playing with my thesaurus on talking about these. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And speaking of the next episode, we've got our final storyline of the episode. Jim Bell Tyson. He's still dead.
Still dead.
With a loser. I'm having too much fun. I'm sorry, guys.
Give me a cigarette.
You whore.
And you fuck whore.
Those, fuck those kids.
What was that from?
That was from me.
We did that on one episode for something.
I've been smoking too much. No, it was an ad-lib thing. I was doing a French accent.
Yeah,
I was talking
why?
To you, but I don't remember why, but I was like... You guys give me another cigarette. You whore. And we just lost
was
it.
Was it Eastern Promises?
Maybe it would have been that. Maybe. Oh, yeah.
That was Russian.
I'm craving a Marlboro right now. I'm going to have to go find Joker here pretty soon.
Yeah. I don't understand what you're talking about. God dang it, man. I wanted to like this episode because they delivered on what I wanted. I was like, put the kids in the tunnel, make it scary. And they were like,
I could just see the invasion writers room being like, okay, we just nuked the aliens. We had a nuclear war. How do we follow that up? Oh. An hour of people walking through a tunnel.
Yeah.
And taking
let's do some alien shit. With, you know.
Yeah. In the writers room, they're like, all right, give me three things. All right, put them in a tunnel. Make it scary. Uh-huh. Aliens are worse. 2 out of 3. All right.
Hey, head writer. why did the wall crawlers transform?
I don't know.
He's like, shut up, you whore.
Oh, he's a French writer?
Yeah. All the writers on this are French.
That makes sense. Why the French are the heroes in this episode.
Bunch of Jerry Lewis is in there.
Yeah. They made all the Canadians mean.
Canadians.
We're going to write some alien stuff. Yay.
Stupid dickheads.
Wait till you see how I'm writing these stupid Canadians.
They're going to be very upset about some gasoline.
We're going to get these stupid Americans watch our show.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm making fun of it.
I mean, we're going to get canceled.
So there's the six episodes left.
Oh, fuck. Six. What is happening? And there's probably going to be a season
three.
Did we
go back in time?
Are we going to get
in a loop. This is our purgatory. We're all dying.
I wonder.
We all died 4 months ago.
Oh, my God.
We're in hell.
Yeah.
Next year, season three is going to come out. We're going to go, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
As long as there's more French and Canadians, I'm all for it.
We're gonna be on season 18, and it's gonna be the adventures of piece of shit Junior the Third.
Maybe. And they're still not gonna have defeated the aliens, but nobody's gonna be a bitch.
Yeah, and we still won't be talking about Silo instead of this stupid show.
Yeah. Maybe by then we'll have the horse aliens instead of the dog aliens.
Are they gonna keep upgrading?
Yeah.
It's gonna get worse and worse.
It's gonna be like an elephant one.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
And then we're gonna find out that there's like some weird octopus in the control center controlling all of this stuff.
Well, I wanna know what the giant floating butthole is in the Japanese place thing. What they're like researching it. What is that?
It's literally what you just said.
It's a giant floating butthole?
It's a giant alien
butthole. Is it an alien consciousness? Is it the manifestation of aliens?
That's what the aliens actually look like. They're just like clear buttholes.
They're in pods?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, it just doesn't make any sense. All right. Well, that was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed our episode. If you're French, not sorry.
If you're French, fuck you. Okay. Fuck you.
They're not gonna get mad at us in the comments because they're too busy smoking cigarettes with each hand. They don't have typing fingers.
Well, do you think I watch your stupid podcast? I'm too busy.
If you're French, quit watching us and go fix Notre Dame.
Cathedral. If you're Canadian, hey, what's up? How
you doing? Yeah.
What's up? How you doing, eh?
I'll take some Tim Hortons any day. It'll be fine.
Get some beer. Okay.
How's your horse? If you're Canadian.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure everybody has a horse.
Say hello to your Mounties for me.
Love it.
Get rid of that guy, Trudeau. You'll be fine.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
He's weird. Anyway, all right, let's get out of here. Thank you guys so much for watching the review. I don't know what's going to happen next episode. I am completely out of ideas, and I think so were the writers on the show.
One thing's for sure, it's not going to be exciting.
Yeah, no, we're going to take a nap.
Season 2 of 11.
Ugh.
We're going to be talking about this when we're 70.
No, you're 70. Speak for yourself, sir. I'll be a young
episode.
Listen, if there is a new season, I'm not doing it. I'm just saying.
We're cutting it out?
That last year.
This is some of my favorite stuff, though.
Last year, I said the thing where I said we'll watch season 2. Sure. And here we are. But I'm not committing to season 3.
Not privy to that conversation. I said no.
No.
No season 2.
Alex committed
no salt on the mercury.
You make me do season three. I'm going to blow up the building.
So let us get out of here.
All right, let's get out of here. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Comment below. We love your comments on these episodes. They're hilarious.
Keep them coming.
You guys are great. We read them. We'll probably read more next week.
Real quick. The guy who talked about how you were right about the stereotype of black guys.
Did he comment again?
He did.
He did.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Love that guy.
He said that thanks to Jude, he's going to take his kid to swim class to make sure
that's a good idea.
That his black son will not drown.
Oh, good. Good job. Good parenting.
All because of Jude.
But whatever you do.
That child will live on and have a healthy life and go on to do things
and
in
Trevante
America.
And won't yell at him for almost dying.
Man, I really hope Trevante got his notebook back.
He escaped.
Yeah. He did.
Can I have a notebook?
He's going to go to the crop circle and go see
Jim Bell Tyson.
Yeah.
What? He's still alive.
Wouldn't it be weird if Sam Neill shows up as a force ghost?
No, we're going to go. Listen, here's my prediction for the next episode.
Clearly, he's a force ghost.
Yeah. He's going to go to the...
That's Sam Neill's butthole.
I'm going to end it. That's it. Stay salty.